Hello again, I'm Armin Alney, and this is Which Way LA, KCRW's ongoing series on the issues Southern Californians care about. Also on Which Way LA, a worst-case budget plan could mean 8,000 layoffs at the LA Unified School District. The LA Unified School District faces a $470 million deficit. The elected board is threatening to cut some 8,000 jobs by next fall. About 700 teachers rallied outside district headquarters this afternoon. There will be negotiations, but the board has a legal deadline to pass a balanced budget very soon. Tanya Anton is author of The West Side Guide to Public Elementary Schools and West Side Guide to Public Middle Schools. Her website is GoMamaGuide.com. Her daughter is a second grader at the Community Magnet Charter School. Tanya Anton, welcome back to our program.
Hi, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Do you expect to see your daughter's opportunities severely reduced?
Well, I think that this is a sad day for public education in Los Angeles with the passing of this budget. And I do think that it's going to affect her because the most immediate decision will put 29 kids in a classroom. Just 2 years ago, it was 20 to 1 in K through 3. And this year, the class size increased 24 to 1. And next year, they're proposing 29 to 1. So literally in 2 years, a third more kids will be in a classroom. And if you've seen 20-some kindergartners trying to focus on one teacher's lesson plan, you know how unruly they can be. And I definitely think it's going to affect not just my daughter's education, but all of the children in Los Angeles that are in public school.
Are charters subject to the same cuts as other schools?
You know, that's an excellent question. I'm not sure how they will be affected by that. I don't have the answer to that.
When you compile your guide, you talk to a lot of parents in a lot of different parts of the city. What do you hear?
Well, we're caught between a rock and a hard place is what I hear. You know, with the economy where it is and with people losing jobs and losing income, and especially for the number of freelance parents I know around here in Los Angeles, work is not as steady. And then when you get work, it's severely cut budget. And many parents are coming to me who have always gone to private school are now facing having to look for a public school because they just can't afford private anymore. That's a reality more and more families are facing. And parents, you know, it's a spotty school district. You've got great schools that are performing well despite what's going on with the budget. And then you've got schools that are not performing very well. So, you know, it's spotty, as I like to say, and parents feel frustrated that they seem to have no control over what kind of opportunity they can give their children. And I think that what with the crisis we're in and the fact that the district is so beholden to the state for, I would say, 80 or 90% of the budget, when the state's in trouble, we're all in trouble, and our children are in trouble. So we need to fix this.
Does the LA Unified School District Board, elected members that they are, have a choice here, given the fact that the law requires that very soon they present a balanced budget for the next 3 years?
Yeah, well, this is something that I think is absolutely ludicrous and needs to be readdressed, which is this timeline, because the law states that the district must settle a three-year budget, and they need to settle it by December 15th. And then the state doesn't pass their budget until the spring. And as we saw from last spring, that could take weeks and weeks and months, and certainly one Republican that can hold up the works, before the state can settle in on a budget. And the whole thing is putting the cart before the horse. It seems like we should know what the money is that we have and then settle a budget. But the district is supposed to propose a three-year budget from 2009 this year through 2012 without actually knowing what the revenue stream is. And when 80 to 90% of their budget comes from the state, this is just absolutely ludicrous and backwards.
Tanya Anton, again.
That's my opinion.
Okay. Tanya Anton, want our listeners to remember who you are, author of guides to various schools at the website GoMamaGuide.com. David Tikofsky taught in the LAUSD for 12 years. He was a member of the Board of Education for 12 years. He now works with the Association of School Principals of the LAUSD, and he has one child in the district as well, one at an independent charter school. David Tikofsky, good to have you back on our program.
Oh, a pleasure, Warren.
The superintendent has talked about a parcel tax on property owners that would raise in the neighborhood of $150 million a year over a period of about 4 to 6 years. That's not much of a bite out of a $470 million deficit. But does that make sense to you?
Well, I don't think it's going to pass because there's not a wholehearted campaign around it. The superintendent is polling this week across L.A., $90, $75, and $100 parcel tax. And I don't think it's $100 million. It's about a million parcels. So that it's important to be pursuing revenue while you're cutting. To balance those two things, that's what the state was unable to do. But I don't think it's a wholehearted campaign. It's sort of it's going to be too little, too late. I just want to correct a few things out of the eloquent parent that you have there. She really got so many things right. What happened yesterday is the first period interim financial report. It is not the budget. The budget is actually approved in June and or August after the state legislature does its work. What this is a planning document, as you said, a three-year planning document, which is, as you pointed out, very absurd to think you can plan 3 years out, because if you can plan 3 years out in this economy, you ought to be working for the president or some international monetary fund, because nobody knows what the revenue is going to be in 3 years. This budget deficit and what happened yesterday was really about leveraging labor for concessions. And today, Wednesday, the superintendent will be leveraging labor some more by reconstituting Fremont High School in South L.A. So it's really both about taking care of the balancing of the budget, but it's, as he says, trying to find shared sacrifices. And I think the parent said it quite well. The shared sacrifices are fundamentally because the state has failed to balance its budget, raise the revenue it needs. That balancing is happening on the kids, the classroom, and the instruction.
If the state has fallen so far behind, David Dukowski, how do you, as a former elected official, feel about the leadership of the state and the leadership of the city? What about the mayor? What about the city council? What about others who may not be directly responsible for the schools, although in the case of the mayor, he is for some. Have they done enough to try to get what's needed in terms of resources from Sacramento?
Absolutely not. The mayor is going to be lunching with Secretary Arne Duncan, and he's spending more time about taking over schools than about the instruction, and most importantly, advocating for Los Angeles. The money in the White House is headed to Pennsylvania, to Ohio, and to states that were red, that turned blue on November. They were red in October. California is being ignored. The governor is not fighting loudly enough for California. The mayor is not fighting loudly for the kids of the poorest county of the United States these days, Los Angeles County. And the state legislature, the ledge analyst said that revenue is balancing out in the state. It's just that the state legislature has failed to do the cuts it promised to do. They've passed those cuts down to local government, and local government is feeling the burden. So,
little bit of excess rhetoric there, isn't there, when you say that L.A. is the poorest county in the United States?
L.A. students, when you look at the kids in L.A. Unified. Now, I'm not talking about my kid or your other guest's kid, but if you look at the level of poverty in the 80 school districts of L.A. County, and they're all feeling these hits, but nobody's feeling it as big as L.A. because we have a snowball effect of our poverty numbers. We are among the most poor counties, and nobody is advocating and speaking that way because, as I like to say, the race to the top is being distracting us from the fact that we are racing to the bottom.
Tonya Anton, back to you. Do you see any hope of any sort of grassroots organization springing up around the issue of public schools anytime soon in Los Angeles?
Well, I think you're already seeing grassroots organizing, and with the passage of the Public School Choice Resolution, you're seeing a number of huge expansion of charter schools and people campaigning to take over failing schools, whether that's the charter or within the teachers' union in their reform measures. And frankly, just the buzz on the street is that parents themselves are looking to take matters into their hands by forming their own rings of co-op. I mean, there's all kinds of ideas being bounced around. You're going to see, yes, as this the large district structure is crumbling with the lack of funding and the lack of being able to support all these kids, you are going to see innovation. You are going to see something else try to emerge from within the rubble.
Yeah. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for tonight. We'll, of course, be talking about this a great deal as time goes on. Tanya Anton, again, GoMamaGuide.com, and David Tikoski, formerly on the board of the LAUSD. I'll be right back with Which Way LA.